A group of children were asked, what does love mean? The answers they gave were quite amusing. One said, love is when a girl puts perfume on and a boy puts aftershave on and they smell each other. Another said, love is when your friend lets you eat her chips. And another said, love is when I go home at the end of the day and my puppy gives me a lick. There are two kinds of love, our love and God's love. Yes, ladies, this morning I'm going to talk about God's love. Now, I expect you were hoping for a talk that maybe you've not had before. After all, how many times have you heard people speak on God's love? But I'm going to ask this question. Do you know God's love? Or do you only know that God loves you? Do you know God's love? Or do you only know that God loves you? I want you to know today that you are so loved that you can't hide from God's love. It surrounds you from every dimension, and I want to share that with you today. The first is the width of God's love. Now, the width of God's love is what makes God's love different from yours or mine. Because, you know, as humans, we only love certain people. We only love certain types of people. Think of the person you most dislike in the world. Now think this. God is crazy about that person. God loves them. You may ask, how can God love such bad people? But God doesn't not love them. He loves them, but he hates their sin. God's love is so wide, it encompasses everyone. He longs to just set us free. The length of God's love is unmeasurable. It's forever and always. It isn't just available when we're in church. God doesn't have business hours. His love doesn't go on holidays. God's love never gives up. He never gives up on us. Jesus said, didn't he, I will never, never leave you or forsake you. Now we often, don't we? We often say that in our times of trouble or when we're going through a bad patch, that we go to the Lord. But you know, really, it's the other way round. It's the Lord Jesus who hangs on to us in our time of need, holding us as we face our troubles. God's love is so wide, it embraces everyone. And it's so long that it will never let you go. There is no upper height to God's love. As humans, we need to be loved. And with God's love, we can experience the richest, highest, purest, finest love imaginable, absolutely free. Anybody who wants it can have all they want. God's love is so wide, it embraces everyone. So long-lasting, it will never let us go. And of such high quality that it will never let us down. It is a love so deep. God's love is absolutely solid. It's real. And it reaches into the deepest of our beings. Some of us are more open than others, aren't we? Some of us like, we can share our secrets. We can share what we're going through. Other of us keep it locked up inside. And where we think people can't see it. Because, you know, sometimes we don't even like to look at that bit ourselves. And we just don't want to share. And one of the main reasons we just don't want to share is because, you know, sometimes we think if we say things about some of the ugly parts of ourselves that people won't love us. But God's love is deeper. It's deeper than our deepest secrets. It can penetrate the darkness of our worst fears. It can clean out the closets of sin, of despair, of self-hate. God's love is so wide, it embraces everyone. It's long-lasting, and it will never let us go. It's such high quality that it will never let us down. It's solid enough to just bank your life on it. It's deep enough to meet your deepest needs. Do you know God is crazy about you? He loves you so much, and he wants you to know that. He loves us so much that he gave his one and only son to die for us on the cross. Now, I don't know about you, but as a mother, the thought of giving my child over to die for someone else is unthinkable. Yet God did that for us. He loves us that much. He wants to be in a personal relationship with you and me. He wants us to know him as our Father. He wants to share our highs and our lows. He isn't like humans. He'll never walk away from us. We don't have to do anything special. We just have to ask him into our lives. He's our Father, and he loves us so, so very much. And you know, as that song said, nothing can separate us from him. I want you to think about God's relationship like concrete. You know, once you mix sand, water, and cement powder together and make that block of concrete, there's nothing that you can do to make it go back to its original components. You can't do it with your bare hands, you can't do it with your hammer. And probably not even a pneumatic drill could break those particles back down into sand, water, and cement powder. And you know, when we enter that personal relationship with God, there's nothing that can separate us from him because of that love he has for us. And I want you to know today that he loves you so much. And because he loves you so much, you are never alone. God is always with you. I know some days you feel alone and you feel that really God is at a distance from you. But the truth is, God is much closer than you can ever imagine. I want you to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, whether it's finance worries, illness, relationship problems, God is with you. He'll be there to share those times. We don't have to go through any situation by ourselves because he loves us and he'll never walk away. I have had many times in my life. As most of you know, when I was 21, my mum died in an accident. And later, when I was 7 months pregnant, my dad was in an awful coach accident. He drove into the back of a whiskey lorry and ended up in Finlay Park and then Oddstock. And we used to travel every day to see him. And as a result, Gemma was born 6 weeks early. She hasn't grown much. But you know, during those times, although incredibly sad, I was never alone. God had me in his hands. And he carried me through. He's our Father. And he loves us, and he feels for us, and he knows exactly what we're going through. God will prepare us ahead of time if we allow him, because you know, God knows our tomorrows. He should, shouldn't he? Because he knew the plans for our lives even before we were born. He knows everything about us. He sees everything we do. He knows our hearts. So if you're feeling down this morning, or if you're feeling lonely, or if you're feeling you just can't cope with life, remember this. God loves you so much that you're not alone. He's right there with you. You cannot escape God's presence. He wants us to know him, to have that relationship with him. He wants us to know his love. He is constantly thinking about each and every one of us. And he's offering us a relationship in which you can be loved, know you're accepted and appreciated. Is that possible? Is it really possible to have a personal relationship with God, the creator of the universe? Is it possible that we could matter to him? Yes, it is. We all matter to God. He loves us so much. And he doesn't just offer comforting words like, I love you. He's demonstrated his love for us when he sent Jesus to that cross to die. He's shown us just how much he loves us and what he's willing to do for each and every one of us. He wants to know you personally. He will never lose sight of you in a crowd. Is it possible for you to know his love? Yes, just ask him into your life. He's waiting. He's saying, come on in. Come into my family where I can love and care for you, can be there for you in all situations, where I can love you, hold you in my arms and give you the rest and strength you need. Remember, God is crazy about you. He wants you to know how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is for you. It's hard to imagine just how much God loves us, because sometimes we feel unlovable. But you know, it's at those times that God wants to pick us up and hold us close. Do you really know how much God loves you? God wants to just pick you up today to love and care for you. He's not worried about getting dirty or messy. He's willing to take all of our mess, cover it with the blood of Jesus, and take it to the cross. You know, God really does love you. I want you now just to turn to the person next to you and say, do you know God is crazy about you? Do you know, amen to that. And do you know, this is what today is about. Today is about just coming into his presence and just knowing how much you are all loved, how much I'm loved. You know, there is no words to express that love and how much God loves us. But I just pray today that you, when you leave, you will know that God loves you. You won't just know God's love, you'll know God's love inside, and you'll know that he's got you in his arms and he will carry you through every step you take. Amen to that.